Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. And in this podcast, we have, well, some more tips for you. Well, you know, we're all in a very difficult situation right now with the pandemic going around and many people lost their jobs and some people are not sure how they keep them. So we thought we're going to give you some tips, 7 tips to hold a job. So if you're still in a job and you want to make sure that you stay in it, take care of those 7 tips. Right, let's get straight into it. So tip number 1, identify your position within the company. You know, the one thing that most people do, they go and get a job and then they work in that job and that's it. That's all they do. You know, they go every day, a certain time they're there, they do their stuff and then they go home again. So what exactly is your position in that company? Are you just some little player, some little prawn somewhere who just, you know, is just used? Or are you someone who's taking decisions here? And if you take decisions, what kind of level of decisions you take? How important are you for the company you're in? This is an important thing to decide. If you know that that is you, have a look. Go back to your initial job description and see what was the expectation from you when they initially hired you and what is this today. This is extremely important to understand what your position is within your company. The reason this is important because you need this for future discussions, for meetings, for things. You want to bring this out so everybody understands that's your position, that's what you stand for, and that's what you're responsible for, and that's where you're going to be the most amazing person ever. And that's why they hired you. You want them to have a really good reason for you to be there. And you need to be the one who gives them that reason, to bring that forward. So identify your position within the company you're in. That was tip number 1. Tip number 2. Be clear about your value in the company. Ties very much into the first. Exactly, why are you there? I mean, what's the point of you even working there? Is there any value you create? And can you increase that value? Is there anything you can do to make sure that your value is more than they would expect? Can you be better than what you are? Or what they think you are, or what you think your job should give? I mean, this could go really in every level. Even if you're the postboy, you know, bringing out the post, can you do it better? Is there a better way? Can you be more efficient? Can you just improve on that more? Can your value be increased? This is very, very important. You need to be clear about the value in your company and see, figure out ways how you can bring this up. What can you do to make sure that they don't want to fire you, whatever it takes, because you just said great? Right? So that's tip number 2. Be clear about the value in your company. Tip number 3. Be visible in a positive way and connect with others in your organization. Look, if you're the little introvert that is just sitting in your office and, you know, it's never heard or never seen and you think, oh, that's great like this, so I'm not really stepping into any crap, you know, so nobody can blame me for something. That's probably the wrong way to go. You want to know what these other people are doing around you. You want to see, can you be of help for your colleagues? Can you be great for them? Connect with other people that work with you, with your coworkers, with your boss, with everybody involved, even with customers if you're in that position. Connect with those people. Make them aware that you exist. Make them aware that you're valuable for them, that you're there. That is very important. And the best way to do this is not just to create value as a general thing, but figure out, is there a way I can create value for them? Even for your coworker, can you do something for them that just makes things easier? Maybe you can come up with a new way of organizing something, to planning something, to do something, to set up meetings, to do whatever. This is vital. Now, I can see that it's a bit difficult right now with a lot of homeworking and, you know, you don't actually see your colleagues anymore that much, but it is still possible. Why don't you, you know, in your whatever program you use for your online meetings, why don't you create a little coffee corner, you know, where people can just come and have a chat and, you know, you organize that coffee corner. You make it a place where people want to come. I mean, you can't make coffee for them. They're not there, but they can make a coffee and have a little chat and think about that. And you organize it over time, over and over again, every single day. That's something you can do. You can be valuable in any shape or form. You want people to know that it's important to have you around. This is a really vital thing. So that's point number 3. Be visible in a positive way and connect with others in your organization. Number 4, add to your skill set. Look, if you hired for a specific skill, to do something very specific in your company, in your organizations, is there a way that you can get better at this? Is there a way that you can learn a little bit more to increase that value you're going to create even more? Is there a way that you can bring the level of skill you have up to a standard that is top? Think about it. Your company is struggling the same way than most other companies in this. I guess that's most companies like this. You know, there are some exceptions, but for the most, it's like that. So if you can be better, they can be better. Because you're part of this company. You're not a separate entity somewhere outside. If you're employed in this company and they pay you, you're part of it. You want to make sure that your company, the one you work for, can be the best in the market. And you need to do your little bit to make that happen. And your little bit could be to just be better at what you do yourself, to learn something more, to increase your knowledge, to increase your experience. All this kind of stuff does really help. On top of that, don't forget, if you ever come to a situation that you need to find another job, because maybe it didn't work out or it wasn't the way, at least you are on the latest that can be. So your chances to be in the market is much better. Of course. I mean, it's a must, right? So I guess you agree with me. So this is number four, add to your skill set. Number five, be positive. Look, there's enough to complain about all day. Well, we all do, right? We have enough of these restrictions. We have enough of COVID. We have enough of all that stuff's going on. It's a huge change. It's not easy. There's a certain amount of fear involved. There's all sorts of things going on. Maybe something major happened in your family, in your surrounding, in your friends. Of course, it's not great. It's not definitely not the place where you can be the most positive. For many, that is. But you need to be positive. Be positive about the things. Look ahead of the time and say, all right, what am I going to do next so we can move on? Nothing worse than just sitting around. If you're just the one who's complaining all day about something, that's not fun. If you come to the meeting, say, hey, guys, good morning, everybody. You know, let's make it a great day. Just be nice to everyone. Help them. Be there for them. Bring them up. They will love you for this. Everybody in your company will love you for that. Now, don't go over the top, but just be, you know, don't just be a clown. Be real, you know, be the thing. But that means you need to have a positive outlook of the things to come. And let's face it, the stuff like COVID, these are just facts. This is not something you could change. It isn't really that much of a problem. Yes, a problem. Some people get badly affected by this. But this isn't the problem. They're just facts. There's nothing you can do about it personally. You can't change it. If you could, you should. But there's the chance that you can. It's quite low, right? So honestly, take it as a fact and say, okay, what can I change? And that's the things you're going to move forward. And that's what you're going to talk about. So be positive. All right. What is the next? This is, what are we at? We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6. Support others in your company. Now, that ties really in of being a great colleague and being visible and being positive in a way. But when I say support is that it means help other people to move on. Help other people to become better is what they are, if that's what you can do. That could be little things. You could invite them, you know, to come and join you in the training sessions you're going to join or you're going to take. Help other people to become better people. At the end of the day, that will come back to the company. The company will become better and your jobs become secure. It's simple as that. And if your jobs become secure, you know, everybody's happy. This is the main job. You decide to be an employee and that's a great thing. There's nothing wrong with being employed. Not everybody has to be self-employed or run his own business. By far not. If that would be the case, we would all be solo entrepreneurs because nobody would work for anyone. That's not true. Some people are amazing employees. And if that's you, you want to be the best employee you can be. Because companies rely on the best employees they can have. So be it. That is the main thing. And in this case, it's very important to support others in the company. Be part of these people. Make sure they know who you are. They know what they can see in you and you're there for them. Important. All right, that was point number 6. Support others in your company. So point number 7. Understand your market value. And that's really quite important. Now, let's say if you are very, very specialized in your company and there's actually no other company can ever hire you, you're probably not in the best position because the current company, they can do what they want. They can just say, all right, I'll pay you less now. And you have no chance because you can't go anywhere else to work, right? So this is not the best place. You need to step out of your company and look, what's the market doing? And you need to understand the market, the value you create in the overall market. This is above your job. This is higher than that. That's vital because you see, your employer will see the same. They can see how valuable are in that market. That makes you more valuable and it makes you therefore more valuable for your employer as well. This is important. You want to keep your job, right? You want to be the one who they don't want to let go because you're so amazing. You're so great. That's the thing. So If you want to keep your job, you want to make sure your job is as stable as it can be, you need to understand the market value. Again, same thing as we said in the other points already. This is also amazingly good if the day comes, forever, whatever happens, where you might have to leave that job or you might have to find another one. In such a scenario, if you already know your market value, it's going to be so much easier. This is what I would expect in my companies from a great employee. I want the employees to know where they are, what they stand for, and be as self-employed in a way as they can be, not in terms of business, but in terms of who they are. Because these are the kind of people I want to work with. I want to ask my employees, hey, what do you think? And I want to get an honest opinion. That can only be happening if that person is actually out there, understands what's going on in the market and what's happening. Otherwise, what are you going to tell me? Right? So that is the value you're going to create. So let's just bring this together. So point number one, identify your position within your company. Make sure that your company understands who you are, that you understand who you are within the company. Be clear about your value in the company. Make sure how valuable are you for your company? How important are you to be there? Could they just replace you easily? Are you just someone at McDonald's or giving out Fritz or French fries or whatever you call them? To be honest, if that's what you are, you can be replaced very easy. It's the value in the company you're working for is probably extremely low, right? So be aware of that value and see if you can increase it. Be visible in a positive way and connect with others in your organization. Be sure that you're the guy people know, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Someone that they're aware you exist. You're there, and that's what you do, and this is the job you have, and this is what it does for them, and that's how they get value out of you. And that includes not just your boss, everybody working in the company, at least everybody you have direct connection with, and everybody gets value out of the work you do. Number four, add to your skill set. Don't forget to keep learning. Get better at it. Be the best employee your company could have. And that is the best. The best to do that is by being amazingly good at the job you're doing. And that way, you secure your job as the best. I mean, it can't be better, right? I mean, I guess you understand that. Number five, be positive. Be positive. Don't moan all day. Don't talk behind other people's backs. Stay there. Be out there. Hey, guys, we can make this happen. Come on, let's figure it out. We can do this. Be the one people want to go to so they can get motivated. That's important. For that, you need to be motivated yourself. So learn it. That's a skill, by the way, you know? So learn that. Number six, support others in the company. Make sure that others in the company can see the value you created. So not just for them, but in general. And if they want to create more, help them to do so. Be there. Be there to help them to secure their job as well. This is important. That makes you even more valuable. And number seven, understand your market value. Know that you are great in the overall market, not just in your company. That you have the right skill set that brings you in the market forward. In that way, your company has the best employee they can have. You get my point? It's vital. And if ever everything goes wrong for whatever reason, well, you know, you're going to have it so much easier to find another job. Right. See, these are the 7 points. I hope that will help you. Look, guys, there is so much to know about employment and being an amazing employee. Hey, you should know it. Take care, guys. Looking forward to talking to you soon. And by the way, if you don't know yet, but you can sign up to our newsletter, just come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu. You get a newsletter every week with the latest news, the latest tips, the latest tricks about employment, about life, business, and career. So guys, don't forget to sign up. By the way, if you also want to sign up to our meetup group at meetup.com, just search for Entrepreneur Academy and you will find us straight away. There you can talk to us every week, ask your questions, and you get straight answers from us. No hiding, no nothing. It's going to be absolute fun for you. Right, guys, I'll speak to you soon. Until next time, bye-bye.